Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
We could do a goat of boxing, a goat of MMA. We could get back to Mount Rushmore, which I kind of like that whole sports thing. Not just, you know, who's your Mount Rushmore of wrestling, whatever. How about if we do Mount Rushmore of people I've met in Vegas?
Oh.
Like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's only subjected to you, though.
Well, of course. It's to me. One of those four is on the phone with us right now. Let's head out to Las Vegas.
You on the rock?
Jimmy, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you? I'm here with the boys.
Hello, Randy, mate.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Randy.
What's up, guys? Everybody on the program that's listening, you've heard me talk about Tenors of Rock on the phone with us right now. Jimmy, David, Jonathan, and Dan. And, of course, Tommy is in our thoughts.
Yes, right? He is. He's doing much better after his illness. He's doing much better.
Speaking of which, how are you doing? We all know about your run with the virus. How are you doing now?
Oh, I'm much better. I've put all the weight back on that I lost. I'm embracing lockdown and the fridge. Yeah.
So I know that the four of you guys love sports, love combat sports. I have David Feldman coming on right after you when we're going to talk about Mike Tyson and his opponent. And I was told that that opponent is going to be one of the four of you.
Oh, my God.
He is looking fierce in the gym. It's frightening to watch. It's probably different in the ring these days, but God, he looks good.
He really does. But, of course, as we all know, you know, you see one little clip, it doesn't mean, you know, how he's training. Who would you guys like to see if Mike Tyson does sign with Bare Knuckle, or even if he doesn't, who would you like to see him fight?
Wayne Newton. if Wayne's not available, I think he's busy during lockdown. To be honest with you, I'd like to see Holyfield, the third Holyfield fight. I think for an exhibition, I think that would be a good one. I've heard this talk of maybe Shannon Briggs, but I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe David can probably tell us. For me personally, I would love to see Holyfield 3. How about you, John?
Well, there was talk of Tyson Fury as well, wasn't there? There's been all sorts of stuff. I don't know if they're fake fights or what, but I don't think I'd like to see him fight Tyson Fury. I think that would be a bit of a mismatch right now. But
for sure.
I would love to see him in the bare knuckle. I'd like to see him fight, who's the Mexican fella? The heavyweight that never gets knocked out. He used to fight in the UFC. Good puncher, good boxer.
Oh, Kane?
No, not Kane. Is Kane in the bare knuckle now?
Well, no, he's not. What
the UFC man who fights in bare knuckle already. I can't think of his name. He used to fight in the UFC. I think Tyson would do well against him just because he's got such a good chin. I'd like to see him push Tyson into a later round if he can.
What's interesting, and I'm sure you guys have seen this, is Deontay Wilder's now making comments about Tyson and that he wasn't that good and who did he fight. And I wonder if he's trying to get in on that.
He can't fight someone who's on top of the game now. You know, that would be a real mistake, surely, wouldn't it? I mean, he's got to fight someone his age. If he fights someone who's actually fighting now, it's going to be a disaster.
And also, you can't really take anything that Deontay Wilder takes seriously right now. I think that's my own opinion. I mean, he should just worry about getting his own career and learning how to box.
Is he still recovering from the weight of his outfit in the last fight?
Exactly. Let me ask you this, because we were discussing this earlier, and I talked to Kamaru Usman about this as well. You know, the corner, there was some controversy a couple weeks ago in Jacksonville where one of the fighters, Anthony Smith, said that, you know, his chiclets were falling out. You know, he was losing his teeth, and the corner didn't throw in the towel. And there's been a lot of people that were upset about it. And, Jimmy, you and I talked about the Deontay Wilder and what happened to Mark Breland. Give me your guys' thoughts on if you were to corner somebody, how do you know when to and when not to, and if your job's on the line?
I think it takes years and years of experience. I wouldn't even try to pretend that I would know when to stop or to keep a fight going. I'm not qualified at all for that because I have a big heart. So if someone tells me their teeth are falling out, I'll probably say, come on, mate, let's go home.
Randy, would you have thrown the towel in on Tony Ferguson a couple of weeks ago? Because he looked dead on his feet, but he never goes down. You know, he's like hitting a concrete wall. So should he have been his corner of throwing the towel in on that fight?
You know, that's a difficult question. And yes, I possibly would have. Because of the way the fight was going, and you still have to also think, you know, will they win the fight? you know, can they come back and win the fight? There's a, and I don't know if I should say his name, so I won't, but a very famous referee, you know, once told me that, you know, he lets a fight go longer depending on who the fighter is. You know, can this person, and he was talking to me about Randy Couture, and that Randy can take a little bit of an ass beating and come back. So you do kind of think about that. But like Matt Friola just said a minute ago, you know, you want to protect the fighter so that he can come back and fight again. And if it means you losing your job, you're doing your job.
Yeah, it's that old adage. That you need to, in boxing, like in most combat sports, you need to protect the fighters from their own bravery and stupidity. Right. Because there's points where, you know, this is a macho game, whether you're male or female. It's, you know, some of the toughest people on the planet. And what Breland did for Wilder was, like I said, he's a former champion. He can see in his eyes. He can tell with the way he moves. He can just tell. And that takes, as Johnny said, that takes years of experience to understand what characteristics some fighters have when they don't want to, when they don't want to continue or can't continue.
Like Diaz is known for bleeding. You know, he always cuts easy. And then that one probably stopped too soon. He seemed to think so, but then he thinks that in every fight.
It does boil down to the relationship between the fighter and the trainer, the corner men, how well they know each other, how long they've known each other for. I think that's the most important aspect of it, is the relationship between those two and how well they know each other, I think. You know,
and again, as much as that makes sense, I'm sure that Breland and Deontay Wilder were close and tight and blah, 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 and look what happened. So now you've got to kind of wonder, is your corner thinking that, well, do I want to lose my job if I throw this in, if, you know, if he gets mad? I think it's going to open up, and it has opened up a huge can of worms.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Deontay Wilder's corner, I would remove everybody from the corner now. I keep Mark Breland. Because over the years, he's not really been taught anything. He's not progressed as a fighter. He still fights very, very amateurish, and he's got away with it because he has that big bomb. So I think where corners are concerned, I think a fresh start for him. And let's take the ego out of it and let's get back to basics. But as far as being cornered, and, you know, these guys know, and the relationships, they know the characteristics, they know the movement, they know everything. So it's like a referee. A referee knows when to stop a fight because he can see the eyes of the fighter from 3 or 4 feet away that the general public or the people in the stadium or people at home can't see. You know, those referees know what they're looking for. Little twitches in the eyes, body language, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, I'm rabbiting.
And unless you're pretending to be hurt, and then the referee stops it, and then you complain to him, because this happened in the UFC, where he complained to be, you know, he was pretending to be hurt just so that he could bring the other fighter in, and then they stopped the fight, which was kind of funny. Let me ask you guys this, with, you know, the whole shutdown and the quarantine and everything that's going on, and we'll talk, you know, about what you guys are doing here in a second. What have you watched on TV that you would have never watched last year, 2 years ago, you would have never caught yourself watching?
CNN. I'm only joking.
Korean baseball. Yeah.
See, I won't even watch that.
It didn't last long. It didn't last long, if I'm honest. I turned it straight because I'm not a fan of baseball. No offense to anyone who likes baseball. But, Korean baseball, then I turned over.
Replays, man. That's what I've been watching.
Yeah, replays are great sporting events. Yeah. But I tell you what was being... I have to give the UFC a lot of credit. Dana White got a lot of criticism for putting that event on, but barring the issues that I think it was with Jacare, he had some form of a test or someone on his team, I think. But, you know, they put on an event, you know, and we all paid for it. We all sat there and watched it and saw a great night of fight. So, yeah, that was probably one for me. How about you, John?
What's the question again?
Sorry, mate, go on. What have you been watching?
Fox News accidentally a few times. And what was it? The Tiger King. Good grief.
I still haven't watched Tiger King. Are any of you guys golfers? Do any of you guys golf?
Yeah, we all got. In fact, David here is actually quite a good golfer. He golfs with the pros.
I'm lucky enough to be friends with Abraham Anser's caddy, Dale Vallely, and I'm lucky enough to go and play some of the nice courses here for no money, otherwise I wouldn't be able to afford it. I'm actually going out on Friday again. I'm going to play Red Rock, I think, on Friday. So it's hot, though. It's really hot at the moment. It's quite unbearable. That's what the beers are for. They cool you down.
I'm going to set something up, you know, when I can do it. I have a friend of mine. His name is Steve Monroe. Go ahead and Google him once you guys are off. I will bring him out, and I'll let him play with you guys. I'm an awful golfer. We call him Tiger. Steve Monroe, I believe, is the 2011 World Long Drive champ. And we'll go out, we'll play some golf. But A, I want to know what you guys thought of the golf on Sunday with Brady and Peyton Manning and Tiger and Phil. And B, if you could put a celebrity group together to play with each one of you, what golfer would you play with? What celebrity would you play with? And what fighter would you play with?
Oh, that's a good one. Do we need time to think about that?
No, on the Brady, I think it was great. I think it was really well done. I think they pulled it off. I think Brady looked very nervous, as I think anybody. He says he's an 8 handicap. I think that might be a bit far-fetched. But apart from on the 8th hole, then when he sank one from 135 yards out, whatever it was, and then split his trousers. I think it was great. I think Tiger just kept his mouth shut, and if he's kind of... He hurt his back a few months ago, and now if he's playing like that, I think he'll finish the tour out well. Because they're going back out again in June. The PGA Tour resumes again pretty soon, without any spectators, like everything else. So that'll be good to see more golf on. I think I'd love to play with Tiger golf. I'd love to play with Tiger. I bet that'd be incredible to watch. I think. What was the other one?
Celebrity.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. That'd be good fun, wouldn't it?
Which fight?
Well, Eddie Murphy. I like that one.
I think I'd like to see if Conor McGregor's any good at golf, because I'd imagine his frustrations would be quite amusing.
That would be good. Anybody else?
I'd take the old school. I'd play Greg Norman in golf, just because I reckon I'd beat him. That's all.
Well, now he's about 97.
Exactly, and that's exactly why. That's how bad I am.
I don't really know too many golfers. I'm going to say Ian Woosnam. It's the only thing I can do. That's the first one that springs to mind. Celebrity, Tom Jones, and fighter, Randy Couture. I think I'd be a good day out. I'm going to go with, just because I'm not very good at golf, so I'd like to enjoy the day. So I'm going to go out with John Daly, Ron White, and Adolf Hitler.
Oh, my Christ.
No, Adolf Hitler. No, he's not a fighter, is he? No, I'm not having that. So yeah, I'm going to go with Ron White, John Daly, and fighter, let's say, Nate Diaz. There you go.
Very cool. Well, we'll set up some kind of golf. I'll get Steve Monroe. He comes out and plays out there quite often. We'll get that set up. Before I let you go, tell me, well, I already know, tell the listeners what you guys have been doing on Facebook, when it'll be up, and when you'll do it again.
We've actually just finished one about an hour ago on our Facebook page. It's Tennis of Rock on Facebook, Tennis of Rock on Instagram, Tennis of Rock on Twitter. We've been going out to the desert and doing some gigs. We're recording live out there and then streaming them live on our Facebook page. So go check them out. We're doing a couple every other week. We're trying to do them as quick as we can. But yeah, they're good fun and people seem to be liking them.
What final question for you? And I kind of set this up on purpose for coming on the show. You guys are all going to get a box of 8-Man Strong stuff, so that worked out pretty well. What is the strangest thing, other than the earthquake that I was there for, that has happened in the middle of one of your concerts?
Funny enough, we were just talking about a few of these different things. Johnny's was tired one day. We were on tour in Germany, and his voice cracked. So the following night, when he got to that particular point where his voice cracked the night earlier, he started, we were singing Desperado by the Eagles, and in the middle of it, he just started to sing the tune of Desperado, but then with the lyrics of Elton John's Candle in the Wind. I don't know what happened. It was a subconscious decision that I had no choice about.
It was very embarrassing.
It was 2,000 German folk looking at us like our heads buttoned up the back. It was unbelievable. We've had people fall off the stage. That was
someone dying. Yeah, we had someone actually sadly passed away in a gig years ago in Britain, and we only found out till afterwards. That wasn't our fault.
We've had a few people fall off the stage.
Yeah, cruise ships are interesting because you can obviously have slightly older crowd on there, and we've had a couple of shows that have had to stop because the waves are so big, the stage doesn't work correctly and stuff. So we've had quite a few.
We also did a gig in Britain, a big festival in Britain, and it was a lot of it, like 80s bands and stuff, and we were supporting like Asia and Whitesnake and these kind of bands and stuff, and everyone came dressed up as cartoon characters, and someone rushed the stage. Two guys dressed as Mario and Luigi attacked Johnny, and he subsequently Mario and Luigi'd them off the stage. We had Scooby-Doo was throwing beers at us. It was brilliant. Very surreal.
Who's next? That is awesome. Guys, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing on Facebook. I tune in every time. It is outstanding. I can't wait to get back out to Vegas and stalk you guys some more. And we'll get the boxes sent out to you. I'll give Eight Man Strong a call once the show's over.
Thanks, mate. Listen, stay safe, pal. Speak to you soon.
Thanks a lot. That is the Tenors of Rock, boys and girls. And like I say, when you go out there, there's tons of shows. I was going to say tons of buffets, but there may not be.
Not now.
You know, they're all gone. I strongly recommend the first thing you do is go see these guys.
That's awesome.
They're
great guys, man.
It's
great people.
Honestly, and hopefully they're gone so they don't hear this, only because I don't want to sound like they're better guys than their talent.
Right.
And they are Broadway talented. You know, they've been in all of the shows. They've been in We Will Rock You. They've been in All the Words I Can't Pronounce. And phenomenally talented, but much cooler guys. I mean, it's, trust me, if you go to this show, I guarantee you, you'll have the time of your life.
Can't wait.
There's another show out there I'm going to suggest as well.
Okay.
I forget the name of it, but it's that insanity.
You didn't ask me who I would play golf with.
Because I got to be honest, I really don't care. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, Dave Feldman, let's find out about Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Let's find out about upcoming shows, where they're going to be, so we can get my flight booked. And
who I would play with and my celebrity foursome.
I will get that to you when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties.
Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
Action-packed. This main show man. Has just been action-packed. We have
the main man.
What was he, the king of ground and pound? The godfather of ground and pound coming up in about 20 minutes, Mark Coleman. Oh. But now there's been a lot of rumors since last time this guy was on the show with us.
With the real man.
Let's welcome back to the program in the official BKFC segment, the president, David Feldman. Dave, how are you, sir?
And what's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing great. Obviously, a lot of questions, a lot of rumors, a lot of things floating since 2 weeks ago. Some guy by the name of Mike Tyson.
Yeah, man. Good fighter, huh?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
Yeah. Actually, just a few minutes ago submitted our final offer to him. So if this doesn't get it done, it won't get done. So this was a very, very substantial offer. We're really going out on the limb here, but we think that it's a game changer for us. So we do what we had to do, and we're impatiently awaiting a response.
With the negotiations going with Mike Tyson, you know, and waiting for that, do you wait until after that if he says yes and then start? Because, you know, we've heard Vandalay, we've heard some other names. Or is that part of the negotiation to let him know who the opponent would be?
Yeah, he's definitely going to have a big say in the opponent. But I think ESPN did a piece on this yesterday, and they said that they liked where we were headed with this as far as putting him in with a guy a little more advanced in age, someone that might be coming out of retirement as well, that's dangerous but not too dangerous and not a young lion. And that's the kind of opponent that we're going to put in with him, and we're going to let him make that ultimate decision, but it's also got to be somebody that's marketable as well. And someone like Vandalay Silva, I think that people do question his chin right now, but they don't question his knockout ability at all. So I think it's, you know, and he is a little advanced in age, and I think it's a perfect matchup. But, you know, who am I?
What has, well, you're the president of the organization trying to get one of the most famous names, you know, in the squared circle. What was Iron Mike Tyson's thoughts on Bare Knuckle? Did he know much about it? You know, fill us in on that.
Definitely fans what we were doing, watched the events before. Love it. Just, you know, the only question really was, it wasn't really a money question, but although we enhanced the offer a little bit, it was more, does he tarnish his legacy by going out with bare knuckle rather than going out with boxing? And, you know, I don't think he does at all. I think this is the realest of the real. I think it's you know, it's the best thing out there. And obviously, I have different reasons for saying that, but I think it's the most exciting sport around. Combat sport around. That being said, I respect his decision and what he's thinking in that respect, so we'll see where he goes with this. But he definitely was a fan of this. He liked it. His team was very, very gracious to us, very nice. Liked everything that we were saying, but that was their thing. They didn't think that they wanted to tarnish his legacy, so we thought adding a bit more money and making you know, almost a partnership with him on this would bring him to the table. So we're going to see. You know, look, if it doesn't happen, there's nothing else we could have done to make it happen. He just doesn't want to fight fair enough. But I think he's going to. I truly do. If I was a betting man, I'd bet on it, but you never know.
And I've said the same thing. I had somebody out at the studio earlier today working on some of the landscaping from Tree Impressions, and we talked about it, and I said, I do think he's going to do it. And my opinion, again, not that anybody cares, is what will hurt Mike Tyson's legacy would be more on what he does in whatever that sport will be, whether it's boxing or bare knuckle. If he comes out and looks like, I mean, I don't want to say names, but look.
My fear for him is for him. My fear for him is he does a boxing exhibition and it looks like a complete exhibition, and it wasn't entertaining enough. And
right.
I think that has a way better chance of tarnishing his legacy than doing a real fight in bare knuckle.
I honestly don't have any interest in seeing an exhibition, and I said that as soon as I heard it. You know, if he wants to come back out and he's in shape and he can do, you know, I want to see him fight. I don't want to see a scripted WWE exhibition, and that's kind of what I thought at first. And then, you know, when you were on 2 weeks ago, and, you know, as I truly, deep down, and not because I'm fans of the sport and you and involved with BKFC, I truly think he is going to do it.
I sure hope you're right. If he does, it just changes the whole entire perspective for everything that we're doing right now. Although we had a big team meeting today, and we you know, we're losing focus a little bit because we're talking about, you know, what if this happens. I said, look, let's plan like it's not happening. We got to plan for what we're doing, and we're building a sport from the ground up. We have the you know, most exciting fights anywhere around in any part of the world in any combat sport, and let's continue to do that, and let's just build the sport that way. And if we get a bonus like this, it takes us over the top a lot faster. Look, we're going to get there. I have no doubt, and my team has no doubt we're going to get there. This just gets us there a little faster.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to ask about some other things. Final question about Mike Tyson. If he does sign with you guys, is it a long term? Is it one fight? You know, what is it?
No, it would definitely be one and done, 100% one and done. I mean, I wouldn't want anyone really at his age to keep fighting in any combat sport, not just bare knuckle, but in anything. It's an opportunity for him to go out, you know, how he wants to go out, against an opponent of his liking, and make a very, very nice payday. So I think it's a great opportunity, a great proposition for him, and we'll see what happens.
Did you see the video?
I actually have the poster right here in my office, Randy, the Mike Tyson poster that says everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. I'm staring at it right now, so I'm like, my plan is for you to get punched in the face with a bare knuckle. I mean, we'll see what happens, man.
We were talking about Mount Rushmore, and it was brought up about, because we always do, like, you know, MMA fighters and, you know, bare knuckle fighters and wrestlers. And it's been brought up, you know, give your Mount Rushmore of all sports. So the GOATs of all sports. And Mike Tyson is on my Mount Rushmore. He is one of my four. So, yeah, this would be unbelievably awesome. The views, I'm glad that I'll be there squared circle-wise. But let's talk about what's coming up. I know you made the announcement of the next event. Any locations yet? Any future events yet? What can you tell us?
Yeah, we're definitely going to be in Plant City. We're going to do June 26th, Friday night, June 26th in Plant City, Florida. Great location that we're going to use. We're actually going to do the bare knuckle there on a Friday night, and they're going to do a professional boxing show streamed around the world on Saturday night. So it's going to help everybody with a lot of things. We're going to be very proactive in the coronavirus testing and how we separate everybody and, you know, do everything we're supposed to do. And we're really looking forward to it. We were actually just talking a few minutes ago too, and we're like, you know, about the ambiance, right? There's not going to be the crowd there with the ambiance, but we were just replaying when Chris Sharrow fought. If you remember, he knocked out John McAllister with a wide right to the head, and the sound was like crack. And now you're not going to have the fans screaming. That sound is going to be so much more enhanced right now. So I'm really looking forward to hear what that's going to sound like.
You know, I've said this when I watched the UFC stuff that happened in Jacksonville. I liked it better with no fans, because you could hear all that. You know, not even so much of the commentators. You could hear the punches. You could, you know, hear when they were communicating and stuff. So, I mean, there's a good from bad. So, any fights announced yet for the 26th?
We're holding tight because we might just switch directions a little bit with a network deal that we're expecting our offer to come on the table tomorrow from them. We don't know if it's going to start in June or July. So we have two actual fight cards right here, and we just don't know which platform it's going to be on, and we'll know any day, and that'll determine the fight card, and, you know, I'll definitely let you know who that's going to be. But fight card is just unbelievable, and the other, I mean, they're both matched unbelievable, but some of the names on the one, it's a crazy, crazy fight card.
What's after the 26th? Anything written down in stone yet?
We're just going to continue with the monthly shows. So we're going to, you know, we're going to look for a July venue right now. And we're just going to go monthly throughout the rest of the year, just as we intended to do before this pandemic hit. And we're going to pick right back up where we left off and put on some exciting fights. And hopefully it's on this new platform that's going to be a fantastic partner for us and really help us move along a lot faster.
We are talking to David Feldman, the president of BKFC. Big things coming up. They return here locally, you know, which is good. I appreciate that, so I don't have to get on a plane. I can get in my car and drive up to Plant City. How are you going to, you know, and I always ask you this, how are you going to decide, you know, who is on this card, who is on that card? This could be the biggest card because when everybody, you know, starving for entertainment, people are going to tune in that may not have tuned in. How are you going to decide who is and who isn't?
Well, you know what it is. We went down the list, and we talked to a lot of the guys that we wanted to fight, and some of them didn't want to fight. They just said, look, I haven't been able to train. Some of them were like, wow, when? Where? Next week? I'm in. So it's kind of like who was ready to fight and who was willing to fight, and we put together some exciting matchups. And some of them are going to be really, really fantastic. Some names that you're very, very familiar with, some names that you personally are very, very familiar with, and also the MMA world is very, very familiar with as well. So it's going to be an exciting card. No matter which way we go, which platform we land on, it's going to be an exciting card. And we're just going to pick back up. Like I said, a lot of guys hit us up, and we said, look, can't be on this one. You'll be on July. Well, I'm not going to have you sitting long. But unfortunately, everybody can't fight on this card. So we did what we had to do. We did what we thought was going to be economical for the company and give the fans what they wanted to see.
I have said this since the time I've met you, when I've been at some of the fights, the passion that you have, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, the passion that you have to the fighters, the passion that you show to the fans. And as I'm sitting here listening to you talk, I can see, even though I can't see you, I can see you smiling and how happy you are as you're talking about this.
No, it's great. I got caught up in the pandemic as everybody else did, and we're all worried about it, you know, everybody's health, and are people going to be dying left and right, and luckily, you know, one death is too many, but luckily we didn't get as many deaths as were projected, and it looks like we're getting ready to open up, and you know, not too many people were affected, or not as many people were affected as they thought were going to be affected, so now we can focus on getting back into the, you know, back into our lives, all of us. I mean, you know, with the restaurant with Tour de Pizza. Now you can start serving pizzas and getting back to where you've been, and now we can get back to do fights. So I'm just excited to get back to do what I really love doing. It keeps me going because during that downtime, you know, I didn't have a lot to look forward to, and now we do. So we have a lot to look forward to now, especially if we get that yes today or tomorrow. Then, you know, all this hard work and everything we did for the past 9 years, you know, it would just culminate in an event like this would be fantastic. But I'm excited. I'm excited to get the fights back in going. I'm excited to get the fighters paid. You know, I want to get them to make some money, and I'm very, very, very excited just to come back and be able to give the fans what they want.
Hey Dave, you know, Matt here with Tour de Pizza. So if you need anything from me for the weigh-in, if you need a place to host it, I can close the restaurant the day before. You know, you can use my space. So whatever resources you need, I don't know what's going to be open or available for you, you know, by then, but you got it, buddy.
No, awesome. Thank you. You know, I was actually thinking about you. We're probably definitely going to work out a deal with you and take some deliveries because I think we have to quarantine them somewhat. I think that's what the protocol is calling for. So, you know, we'll see how that works. But absolutely, man, I appreciate the offer very much. And I'm looking forward to getting down to Florida and putting on some fights, man, some good old-fashioned fist fights.
I think I'm going to have a shirt made that says, who needs Fight Island when you have Plant City?
Oh, there you go.
I like it.
Yeah. There you go. Now, we're excited, man. I mean, I can't wait to announce the card because especially if it goes the one way, people are going to, you know, we're definitely going to turn a lot of heads. And like you said, Randy, we're still at a great time right now, a bad time, but a great time for us where there's not a lot of sports on TV right now. So we will be the center of attention that night. So that's a great thing for us.
Good stuff. David Feldman, as always, thank you very much for your honesty and your time. And I'll talk to you probably later today.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
That is David Feldman. He is your president, BKFC. I think Tyson is going to do it. I truly do. It's just something in my gut. But
why do you think he's doing it?
I just said, I don't know. It's just something in my gut.
I think it's because of a different sport, kind of like Mayweather did the MMA fight with, like, you know, modified rules, so it didn't tarnish his perfect record.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it. We have to hit this break because the Godfather of Ground and Pound.
Oh, no.
When we return, and you don't want to be late.
I'm nervous.
For Mark Coleman. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. What?
All NASCAR guys cheat.
Not all.
Is it equivalent of doing steroids? Is changing weights on a car?
Yeah, probably.
Restrictor plates.
Yeah, probably.
Violations.
But can you keep all the stuff that doesn't matter? You know, because there's not many people in the world that everyone has been at one time in their life scared of.
That's true.
Okay. I mean, we just talked about Mike Tyson possibly signing with BKFC.
Yes.
People were scared of him. I'm not scared anymore just because I think we're friends, but I'm still scared. Let's welcome to the program. It has been a while. He is a legend, and you know I don't like that word.
You do not use it often.
Mark Coleman. Mark, how are you?
I'm okay, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I just wanted to get you on for a couple minutes. The announcement was made a couple weeks ago about one of your closest friends, one of your teammates, one of your brothers, Kevin Randleman, joining you in the UFC Hall of Fame. Talk about that. Talk about what you were feeling when you found out. And try to, you know, explain to some of the younger people that are now fans of our sport who and what Kevin Randleman was.
That's a long question there, Randy. I'm not allowed to. I was warned that we're on regular radio. I'm not allowed to cuss. Is that correct?
It is regular real radio, correct.
Got your beeper button ready?
I hope he does. I'm on a remote, so that's on the guy back at the studio.
Yeah, I'm just playing with you.
Talk to us about Kevin.
I heard everybody's scared of something. Is that what you just said?
I said everybody has been, you know, scared of something or someone in their life, and me covering the UFC for as long as I have, you would fall in that category. People were scared to fight you.
Oh, well, I was scared to fight them, too, so you're right on that. Everybody's scared, and anybody that says they're not scared, I don't believe. Some people don't have less fear than others, but there's fear involved with fighting for sure. And I had it, and Kevin had it for sure. The way you deal with the fear is, the way to get rid of the fear and minimize the fear is you prepare properly and you train properly. And that's what my friend Kevin Randleman did. When he was ready, when he was prepared properly, he was a danger to any man alive. But with Kevin, you know, I'm getting goosebumps here thinking about it. It was, I just walked out of, I was cornering Matt Brown at the UFC, and he just lost a tough fight. And there's nothing like being in the corner of somebody. And I loved being in Kevin Randleman's corner. And or the UFC came up to me after that fight, and they told me they're going to interview me for something. And I really was confused because, you know, honestly, they don't really, no reason to interview me, and they don't interview me. So I was just, you know, kind of curious, wondering why they wanted to interview me. But I had no idea when they sat me down, prepare for the interview. Megan, how you say her last name? Everybody knows Megan.
Right.
Oliveira.
Oliver. Yeah.
Olivia. I asked her what they're going to interview me about, and could we go over the questions a little bit? And she said, yeah, we'll go over them. Just sit here, and next thing you know, I'm watching the live UFC going on, and you know, up pops their video of Kevin, and I was confused watching it. I didn't know what was going on, and I realized they're going to induct him into the Hall of Fame, and really just from just the whole COVID thing has everybody on edge, including myself, and then that my good friend Matt Brown just fought and lost a tough fight. And then I'm realizing the UFC's going to put him in the Hall of Fame. And, immediately I was just overwhelmed with emotion. And I broke down and started crying, you know, right away. You know, I just took over my body. You know, he was my best friend. And I was just so happy for him and so happy for his wife, Elizabeth, who keeps his name alive.
Right.
Every day. And I just couldn't, you know, I believed it, but it was, I couldn't believe it was happening at that point, and I was just so happy, so ecstatic, because if anybody deserves, there's a lot of people that deserve to be in the UFC Hall of Fame, but I think my guy, Kevin Randleman, deserves it the most, because what he did during his fight career, during his whole career, was absolutely amazing. He was a special, one-of-a-kind person, and I think about him always. I think about him a lot. I know he's here trying to guide me in the right direction. We try to guide each other all the time. And just happy. Any kind of happy, you know, it was a happy cry at that time.
Sure. Sure. You know, anybody that's covered this sport for a long period of time, I don't want to just say me, but, you know, any of us, you know, there's certain teams that you always remember, you always think about, whether it was Miletich guys or Hammer House. Talk about what it was like traveling, not only with Kevin, but, you know, that third of the Three Musketeers, who did get in the video for about a half a second in Wes. What was it like, you know, just traveling the world with Kevin Randleman?
It was special. It was a dream come true for both of us, because as great as wrestling is, the greatest sport ever, my base, his base, we just many times were running late to get to the airport almost always, Hammer House style. We like that Brazilian time where they give you a 30-minute leeway one way or the other. We fell in love with that, but a lot of times we're flying to Japan or whatever, first class, and we just looked at each other and said, well, this year isn't the Sun-Kissed Open wrestling tournament, because that's what we did in wrestling. As great as it was, we didn't fly first class, and we stuff four people in one room, and we weren't getting paid for it, but all of a sudden we're flying to Japan first class, and all we got to do is fight somebody and most importantly win, but at the same time get paid for it. It was we were both just looking at each other and smile, you know, kind of like in a dream, because we did it. I mean, he did it, we did it, and it was great time.
It definitely was good stuff. Well, Mark, I promised only a couple minutes. I want to thank you for coming on to talk about Kevin. Big honor for him to join you in the UFC Hall of Fame. I know what it meant to you. I saw it. But knowing you, you know, like I do, I know what it means to you. I know what it means to Wes Sims, you know, to Kevin's family. And I'm very happy for him and for his legacy that will continue on even more so now that he is a UFC Hall of Famer.
Definitely for his legacy. He's a man that deserves a great legacy, and this is a perfect fitting for him. He is Hall of Fame. I've been saying that for a long time. And if you don't know Kevin Randleman, the newer fans, well, go ahead and look him up and enjoy what you watch, because I got to be in the corner every time. And in the corner, I'm almost in the ring with him. And what he did out there was spectacular. Amazing. When he was prepared, he was a dangerous man to anybody in the world.
Good stuff. Mark, thank you for your time. I'm going to put you on hold, get your address again, and send you out some more 8-Man Strong gear.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Take care. That is Mark Coleman, a good dude, old school.
Legend.
I remember those times back then. And like I said, the first UFC I ever covered was a Mark Coleman fight.
In Augusta.
It was a tournament. It was in Augusta, Georgia. I remember it like it was yesterday. What? And I know that I've said this before. I was front page of, I think it was the LA Times, the worst father in America, because I had my young son there. And I don't know, he might have been 10, wow. 11, you know, and we're cage side.
At a barbaric human cockfighting event at the time.
At the time. But, you know, again, as barbaric, if that's the right word, we were in the hotel lobby. And, you know, talking to these guys, talking to these athletes, and that's what I kept stressing back in the day, and that's what I continue to stress now, is they are in a combat sport. But go up and talk to them, say please, and call them Mister, back to the Warren Sapp thing. And the conversations that you have with these guys, in case with Mark, you know, so many of these guys went to college on wrestling teams, sure. You know, were wrestlers, you know, so they're not the big dummies that you think they are, and yeah. They can have conversations. And Sean and I always joke, more Sean than me, because I don't want to get beat up for this. You know, we vaguely remember Tank Abbott sitting in the lobby reading like one of those pocket books.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not a pocket book, but, you know, one of those little paperbacks. Huh. And then Sean expands a little. I'm throwing his ass
like
under the
wrestling
bus.
For dummies?
And not me. No, we said it was a love novel. You know, it was one of those love novels that he was sitting there with glasses and shades on and stuff. I know Mark doesn't like doing interviews.
Yeah.
And so not only for what he said about the UFC coming to him, but, you know, for me, kind of pushing, hey, could you come on? Hey, could you come on?
Yeah, of course.
Well, because I know that it means a lot to him.
And you could tell it's somber because it was about Kevin. And so I didn't want to get involved in bringing up.
Well, I didn't even have your mic on. So
that's a good strategy.
Yeah.
It's always good when you're talking to talent.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's already and here's a complaint. And I know some people are listening.
Okay. We got it.
But. And I do it. If I take somebody something, I say it, right?
Okay.
I want to thank Steve Lene because sure. He posted as heard on Knockout Radio. We just broke.
I hearted it. I put a red heart on it.
Well, that's nice.
So
we broke June 26th in Plant City.
You want to break something else live?
I'm not breaking it, but what?
Looks like Platinum Mike Perry is outside in his front yard doing spinning back kicks. And peep the shirt that he's rocking. UFC Fight Island.
Oh, cool.
So,
did you like my shirt idea? Who needs Fight Island? We have Plant City.
Love it.
I think it's awesome.
I love it.
I may have somebody make that shirt for me.
Make it happen.
I think I'm going to. I have some shirts.
Yeah.
I know people that can do it.
That's cool.
Now, do you know much about t-shirts? Sir, I'm asking a serious question.
I mean, I'm only wearing an 8-Man Strong.
I understand
that's
that.
All I own now. I have more 8-Man Strong shirts than any other.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's all I wear.
Thank you, sponsor.
Is 8-Man Strong.
That's all I got.
So I had some shirts. I was going to make some Knockout Radio shirts, and they have pockets. Can you just cut the pocket out, or would it ruin the shirt?
I would assume it would ruin the shirt.
All right. Well, I mean, I won't wear a shirt with a pocket.
Might leave a hole, and you can just...
Well, no, it's not. It wouldn't leave a hole.
Cut the pocket out. There's going to be a hole.
Maybe I'll just stick an 8-Man Strong sticker over the pocket.
Or you get an 8-Man Strong tattoo underneath and then cut the hole, and everybody can see the tattoo.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
Let's get one.
I'm not getting one.
Corona-free.
You're an idiot.
6 feet of distance.
I truly don't. I hate calling you that, but you are.
I just want to see you get a tattoo.
I will get a tattoo 2 days after I'm dead.
No, you got to open your mind. You got to free
my mind. I just told you when. All right, let me change it. I will get a tattoo 4 days after I'm dead and 2 days after I'm cremated.
All right.
All right? So it is all good.
We can cremate you here. I got to know. Save money.
Do you need tree work done at your house?
Yes, I do, actually.
Can you call my boys?
Yes. Give me the number again.
Tree Impressions of Florida, 727-263-9291. The big palm in front of the studio is gone. Some stuff in the back is gone.
Awesome.
It was cool. It was cool to watch it and how quick they are. Meow, gone. Meow. And then when I saw this big palm tree falling, I'm like, which house is it going to fall on? I'm hoping it's not mine.
Yeah, that's always
a hope. But no, this guy was a pro.
Get the huff in there.
Did good stuff. June 26th, you will be here at the pizza shop.
Oh,
I will be in Plant City.
No, we. Well,
what's this we stuff?
We're French. Tour de pizza.
Well, we're not friends.
We're French.
No. I thought you said we're friends.
No, we're French.
We're more French than we're friends.
We.
Exactly.
That was a good show, man.
I wonder if I'll be able to, how soon I'll be able to find out the fight cards.
Oh, man.
He implied some people I know.
Yeah.
Some UFC big MMA names. Guys. I'm curious.
And you know it's a big deal for me to take off a Friday night. So
you ain't going.
I'm going.
You're not.
Cape side.
You're not.
Square circle.
I'm telling you, you're not.
I'll be a corner man. I go.
You'll be a parking attendant.
When I see a tooth fall out, I'm like, throw in the towel.
Yeah, you're going to be a parking attendant. It was a good show. The Tenors of Rock, all four of them, good guys.
I even had questions. So
you did have a question or two. So I will give you another 8-Man Strong shirt. Yes. That is it.
Done.
No credential, June 26th. But not like, never mind, I'm not going to say it. I will be there June 26th, Plant City, and I'm going to make one of those shirts. Who needs Fight Island when you have Plant City? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Nikki Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.